Like to call to order the February 23rd, 2026 meeting of the City Council. Please rise for a short invocation. Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
Of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
How you doing, buddy?
Hey, once again, thank you everyone for coming. I'd like to open the floor to public input. And please keep your comment period to 5 minutes per person, please. Who wants to make a public comment? Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name is Lily McIndoe, and today I am here to speak to you about the dead stray cats on 14th Avenue. Currently, we have a lot of stray cats in Othello. I live near 14th and on Hemlock. Right now, there are two dead cats on my way to school. I have had to walk past them every day since they have died. When walking back from school, me and my sister saw this beautiful white cat on the side of the road dead. 5 months later, it is still there rotting. The other cat is squished into the road and looks like a furry black lump. I think the city should pick up those animals when they die. It really upsets kids when they see a dead animal walking to school. Leaving it there is mean and disrespectful. We wouldn't want to do it to a person, so why would we do it to an animal? Thank you.
Can we ask questions? Yes. Hey, Lily. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Are you nervous?
Yes.
Doing just fine.
You're doing amazing. Did you call the police?
We did, actually. And they said that if it wasn't actually on the road, they weren't going to pick it up.
If it's what?
If it wasn't in the road, they weren't going to pick it up.
So the two cats, after you and I talked, full disclosure, Lily and I have already talked about this. I went and checked one out, and one is pretty hard to remove.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the question kind of becomes, you know, at what point and how do you deal with that?
Mm-hmm.
The other one, which I found was also problematic, was it was on somebody's personal property.
Yes.
And I think that makes it kind of tough for us to do. I don't know if we need to go back maybe and look at what other policies we can do and bring into place to address that. But the reason why I was really excited to have you come here, because you know, when we talked about it, I didn't know what the process was when you see a dead animal. And as I told Lily, if we don't know about it, somebody doesn't report it to us, how are we gonna deal with it? And I learned that there's only one person who I believe is supposed to remove animals. We don't, that's, we might be something we all need to look at how we're going to address that in the future. So you're bringing something up really important for the whole city to know. And I hope maybe we can get that information out that when they do encounter a dead animal to call the police, what sort of circumstances that we need to address those. And maybe we can talk about other ways that we can get this done better in the future. Because it's not okay for Lily to keep walking by dead cats, is it?
Is that something Public Works might assist in managing if it's on the roadway for removal?
If it is removable.
Understand.
Yeah.
Okay.
Currently, it's just code enforcement who's doing it.
Correct. It's not typically Public Works responsibility. We're willing to help out.
To assist other departments.
Yep. So we can assist other departments in any way that we can, but we have to, same sort of thing. We have to know that it's an issue before we can help.
So communication issues, we'll work on it.
So Lily, this is really important because I'm a city councilor and I wasn't completely sure how to do it. So I was really glad you stepped up to help us out and bring this forward to our attention. And I think the chief of police had some other comments to make and maybe questions.
Hi, Lily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
First off, I just wanted to say thank you for coming up and bringing this to our attention. It's really nice to see someone your age stand in front of all these adults at a city council meeting and have the bravery to speak your mind, especially on a topic like this. I just want to encourage you, if you ever see other animals like that that are dead in the roadway or on the side, to continue to give us a call. We will go and remove it if we can. I know these two specific circumstances, I saw the photos, and one of them is nearly embedded into the street, and the other one is on private property. But we don't like to see dogs and cats in the middle of the roadway that have gotten ran over. So if you do see more like that, please give us a call, and we'll try to remove them if we can, okay? I just want to say thank you. You should be very proud of yourself for coming in front of everybody and speaking.
McIndoe.
Tanya, is this something that we can get out to the public in this report or any other comments, just so people know when they see it, so we can be more effective and efficient?
Yeah, I wrote it down for something to send out. I'll work with the police chief to put the message together.
Perfect. Thank you. That'll help, Lily. What do you think? Maybe we should call it Lily's call.
Yeah, she's blushing.
I don't have any more questions, if anyone else does.
Anyone else in council?
Awesome job.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.
Anyone else from the public like to come to the podium? All right. Thank you. We'll move on to roll call. So everyone's here minus the mayor, who's out of town. If I get a motion to excuse the mayor for this meeting.
I'll make a motion to excuse the mayor for today's meeting.
Chris seconded. All in favor?
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. I get a motion to approve tonight's agenda.
I make that motion to approve tonight's agenda.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right, next, moving on to the consent agenda.
I'll make the motion to approve tonight's consent agenda.
A second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Right. Moving on to current business. We have the upcoming 2026 spring cleanup days, and I have a proclamation that the mayor left for me, and I'll read it here. The 20th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days, whereas the city, in conjunction with the Adams County Transfer Station, Consolidated Disposal Services Incorporated, Bob Borsma LLC, Oscar's Towing, volunteers, and citizens will join together to beautify the city. And whereas the city encourages our residents to dispose of old junk vehicles, appliances, yard debris, and yard vegetation in an effort to improve the appearance of the community. And whereas students from our schools are encouraged to help clean up areas around their schools, and citizens are encouraged to pick up litter where they are out on walks around the city. Therefore, I do by designate the week of March 30th through April 4th, 2026 as the 28th annual Othello Spring Cleanup Days. And I urge our citizens, civic clubs, and organizations to join together to make Othello a more attractive, friendly place to visit and live. I'll sign this date to the 23rd day of February, 2026. I will say this, I'm sort of excited every year when this comes around, seeing everybody starting to pick up, and I know spring is around the corner and it's going to start getting warmer and we get spring sports, and it just brings a smile to my face. All right. The unfinished business.
I'm meeting with the Sandhill Crane Festival again this week, and I brought several items to our last meeting. It sounds like a banner across the road is not something that can occur, so I can give them that feedback. And obviously, our cleanup days are not going to coordinate with theirs as well. The third item on that was if we were going to contribute something to their door bags. So I just want to bring that back for, but there was one other thing.
Remember, there was a conversation our last council meeting about something being placed in an advertisement or something in their bag. I don't know where that fell out.
Circle back around at our next meeting to follow up with them. I'll meet with them again this week and then March 5th.
Okay. Is there any other unfinished business?
About 3 weeks ago, I mentioned when the Parks and Rec was here that I take almost a daily walk out in Lyons Park. And 3 weeks later now, there's an AED in the park, so I don't know whether to take that personally or not. But there is an AED in the middle of Lyons Park now, so yay for us.
There's also an AED in Tagaris Park, so don't take it too personally. Okay.
Thank you for making that happen. All right, with that, we'll move on to new business. Yeehaw. And the first new business is the fire services negotiations discussion. Chris, I'll let you start it up.
Yeah. Okay. So you all received talking points that were made after the meeting on Thursday. The genesis of that might be, I would like to explain, because you might be saying, how in the heck did Chris end up in the middle of this? And I can tell you that after a meeting, if you hang out, debriefing with Mayor Pro Tem Barnes, you may end up losing your Friday. As we got done with the meeting, Mayor Pro Tem Barnes and I discussed kind of what we experienced, what was going on. I kind of was leaning on his experience being on the council for a long time and what he had gone through. And we started kind of talking about what things we could, what we would like to see accomplished in the future for the safety of the citizens of Othello and honestly, the greater Adams County area as well. And as we talked about that, Spencer kind of joined us a little bit. And it started a discussion that led to these talking points. The key item that, as we kind of talked about what we had witnessed, what we thought directions we could go, what opportunities we had, I asked Spencer the same question that I asked Mayor Pro Tem Barnes. And I said, ideally, perfectly, from this point on, if you had a perfect ending 5 years from now, 10 years from now, based on everything we know today, what would you like that to be? And what Spencer responded to me is, honestly, I'd like to see a reasonable 10-year agreement at a rate that we could all talk about later. And Mayor Pro Tem Barnes and I kind of laughed because I had written down the exact same thing that Spencer had written during the meeting, and so did Mayor Pro Tem Barnes. Since we felt that we were in the same place, we started talking about talking points. On Friday, I had asked Spencer if anyone was available to give any help on that, if we could help on that. And I don't work on Fridays, and I wasn't in a meeting, so I came right in right after a haircut. And we worked on those for about 2 hours, hour and a half. Quite a bit of time kind of getting and kind of working on tone, working on information, working on the things that we took. While that was going on, Chief Salisbury contacted Spencer, wanted to have a debrief meeting afterwards. The mayor was not available for that meeting. and asked if I could attend with Spencer. So I did. And we presented these talking points. How long was our discussion with them? It was quite a while.
2.5 hours?
Yeah, 2.5. 3 hours.
Yeah.
And we covered a lot of ground. We covered a lot of places and talked about what we all are looking for. And ultimately, both the fire department and us are looking for a long-term solution to our fire concerns. One that they can and we can trust, and one that provides equally for everyone. And we expressed our concerns with the 8-month plan that was presented to us all. And we suggested that maybe we would be in a better place to do something much longer and what that would look like. And we talked about a lot of options and a lot of possibilities.
Much longer for the year?
Tenure.
For the tenure
or even longer.
We're going to work on it for a year, though, before we get there.
Why?
Well, we have to discuss it as council.
We absolutely do. I mean, we've had that in position, and with 2 years, we weren't able to accomplish that.
Because we never got together enough time to accomplish that. Mm-hmm.
That's true. But if we were able to get an affordable, long-term agreement with good off-ramps that weren't contingent on personalities and opinions, maybe we could be in a better place for all of us. And ultimately, that's where we were for 20-plus years. And then we fell off the rails. We fell off the rails for things that should have been better communicated. Chief Salisbury, we had some requirements on us to provide oversight. And over time, we stopped doing that. We just showed up to meetings and, you know, they'd ask us, how are things going? And we said, great. When really we should have been talking about a lot of important things. And I think had we done that then, we would not be in this position today. And that's what I got from the meeting. Spencer, am I off the rails here on this?
Yeah, so we over that 2.5 hours, we talked about a number of different things with Chief Salisbury, one of their his board members. One of the things that was expressed on both sides was the desire for stability. That's a big deal. Our community needs that. The fire district needs that. The city needs that. Both sides of this coin need that. We discussed briefly what this might look like. What's the best outcome for the citizens, mm-hmm. not just the city, or what's the best for the fire district, or what's best for the citizens. And towards the end of that conversation, we proposed another meeting with them at their next board meeting, where we have a group of our council and myself at their meeting, and we discuss a couple of different proposals that we could then bring back here. At our last meeting that we had last week, last Thursday, a special meeting that we had with all 7 of you and then the full fire board, all 3 of them, along with Chief Salisbury, I think we covered some good ground in mm-hmm. developing our relationship there. There's been a lot of vinegar in our relationship over the last couple of years, and we've talked about some things that we can do to maybe get past that and look for a long-term solution for this.
I just have a quick question.
Fire away.
I love where this conversation is going, but is this something that you guys are talking about doing within the 60 days? Or do we need to focus on the contract first, get that squared away, and then come back to this conversation?
I'm glad you guys asked that. Okay. So one of the problems with the proposal that was given to us, and this is why we need to communicate more, is that proposal was made to us with the idea that we would be leaving. Well, if we're not leaving, that dramatically impacts that proposal. Mm-hmm. And that's what we should be talking about is if we're leaving and starting our own fire department, they have to do things. And that's why the proposal was as high as it was for 8 months. But if we're going to do something more long-term, that changes things dramatically.
Right.
Price-wise,
among many, among okay. other things.
So then, I guess, sorry.
No.
I feel like that still didn't answer my question.
Well, we have 60 days to hammer out a contract,
correct.
Right? Whether it's a year contract
right.
or whether it's a 10-year contract.
So are we talking
it's
about...
It's a contract in 60 days.
So. Yes. Which contract are we talking about moving forward with?
I mean, I think that's the decision
that's still
that we have
to
make.
So,
right?
So not to speak for the mayor because he's absent and there's no decisions that are going to be made.
Mm-hmm.
There's an immediate goal is solving our immediate fire needs.
Right.
Right. That's priority one. And then looking forward, how do we... We being us, the city, and the District 5, how do we come to some resolution that's equitable for everyone, provide services for everyone, but we're starting a new conversation that is everyone's sort of doing more listening and less talking.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually exciting.
Agreed.
Because I think we can get a deal done
mm-hmm.
from
so
my...
Does it sound like we want to start looking at the long-term plan instead, I guess, universally? Is that how everyone's feeling?
I think we have to determine if that's still even a possibility.
Okay.
And to that end, we've had 3 city council members invited to talk this
right.
about this more at the March 10th fire board meeting. I also want to add a few other kind of key items. The discussion that we had was not a discussion about a contract, as much as a partnership.
Okay.
And I think that's where we've fallen off the rails a bit, is that we weren't great partners together. We can be great partners to the benefit of all of our citizens, and we can do great things together. It's gonna take some work, and we got a little bit of bad juju to kind of work around and through, but as Spencer and I kind of experienced and witnessed while we were having those conversations, things changed dramatically, and the conversations we're having changed dramatically. And what was no way, no how, no way was starting to turn in, you know, actually, if we did this and this, that would really work pretty good. If we did this and this, that might really work.
And just to clarify, my question wasn't that I'm here or there.
Sure.
My question was just concern if we get close to that 60 days and we haven't made a decision, where does that leave the community? That's what my concern was.
Great question. One of the other things, Tom, right off the start of the meeting, Chief Salisbury made right at the beginning of the meeting, is Othello will never not have fire protection. And that, I thought, was a pretty significant statement right off the bat. So we've lost trust between each other,
mm-hmm.
and we have to rebuild it. And I think with it, we have the opportunity, because we're talking now, to have that happen. We also talked about annexation. And I think you guys had some very clear questions concerning annexation. I cannot see this council or the public voting for new taxation without representation, which would mean the annexation will require a breaking up of districts, representation of commissioners for their board. Currently, their 3 commissioners live within 2 miles of each other. If that happens, they will lose 2 of their most experienced commissioners. I don't think they've considered that in this plan, and they will be replaced by representatives, probably 3 of which will be the city, and only 2 of which, and only 1 holdover. And I mean, annexation, when you look through rosy glasses, is a great thing, because then you don't have to deal with us anymore. But that is not how it will work out in reality. And I think this is a great situation that we can be presenting, and a great opportunity for all of us to grow in, and to treat and to manage and help our citizens and keep them safe.
So no definite answer, but priorities are immediate fire service protection for the citizens, mm-hmm. then how do we negotiate a better business deal
for
the long-term stability of both the Fire District 5, City of Othello, and the community?
Okay.
We also floated the idea of them holding a special meeting on their side that our representatives could go to, just so we could cut the timeline down a little mm-hmm. bit instead of waiting for mm-hmm. March 10th or 11th.
Whatever. I think it's the 10th.
The 10th mm-hmm. March 10th. Mm-hmm. Instead of waiting that long, maybe later this week or early next week.
Okay. Okay.
Just get the ball rolling. And
yeah.
one of their board members seemed like he kind of liked that idea of just not losing momentum.
Yeah, that sounds great. Well, I personally like the direction things sound like they're going. I think it's a really big plus for the community that this is what we're now talking about, so.
It's an option. And it's an option that addresses our greatest concerns and needs and their greatest concerns and needs. And ultimately, citizens. And that's who should come before any of these decisions.
I like the direction, and it sounds really good, but I still think we need to focus on the next 60 days. The chief may say that there will be fire protection for Othello, but when you come to May 1st and there's no contract, his insurance people and his attorneys might have a different opinion.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So that the critical to me, and I'm a little offended by some of these statements in here that they're rooted in the past and that. And that's fine. And I made the proposal, and it's rooted in the past because we don't have time to tweak a bunch of contracts and figure out annexation. Mm-hmm. We got 60 days to have something signed. And to me, we left that meeting with this proposal a good starting point. And I don't know that we're going to get closer than this 90 cents versus 65 cents. And I agree with Mr. Garza. It sounds outrageous. It's 90 cents at our valuation that we're paying $100,000 a month for fire protection. I mean, that just blows my mind. But I don't know if the county will get off of that. And we're not going to annex. We're not going to form our own department. We're not going to form a fire department authority within 60 days. That's not going to happen. So that leaves us one option.
Contract. Mm-hmm. Now the question because that's what we have to do for 8 months.
Oh, so, months.
Or at least the 8 months.
That's what they're giving us a year, though.
When we left that meeting, that was, I think that's the decision we had made, so we can kind of start a meeting and hash it out and not be in a hurry, right? So if we get that contract signed, we have 8 months to get it done. And I think if we keep meeting like we have been, we'll get her done. But we need to have security and be more at ease in how we make that decision,
Absolutely.
Not be in a hurry all the time.
Yep.
I mean, we kicked the ball for 2 years.
And that's where you have that the immediate priority, short-term goals, is getting that contract.
I really agree completely with Councilman Spohr's comments. And Councilman Garza's. But as we work forward to this, we have a proposal. We got one. We don't like it. I think if we are working within good faith and moving forward, we're probably going to have an amendment to that proposal that will reflect the work that we're doing and the direction we're going. And at the end of it, we may very well be where we are right now. And as I told them in our meeting, if that is a proposal where it ends, probably in 8 months, you're going to have an independent fire department of Othello sitting right next to you, competing for the same volunteers you're competing for. And that's not in the best case of Othello. The best case of Othello is us working, and all the citizens is working together to invest in the future so we can actually fight a fire at your place if it happens on those apartments. So we can actually have motels in the future so that we are investing in tomorrow while keeping people safe today.
I think
what I'm hearing, correct me if I'm wrong. So what I'm hearing is that we stay as we are, but we're gonna start doing give and take, start negotiating on a rate, which is bottom line.
Yep.
Is the rate. It's not gonna be 89.9.
Nope.
It's not gonna be 65. Some that we never even got close to doing and discussing with them, what worked for them and what worked for us, mm-hmm. right? So if it's like what I'm hearing, I think we might be able to get it done, but we have to start getting together.
Yeah.
I mean, even if it's on a weekly basis, that's enough kicking that ball, kicking that can. Let's get her done, or else we do the 8 month.
That's why I blew away a Friday.
Well, thank you. Doing it.
Once again.
Yeah, it's really important to realize that none of our discussion last week talked about a 10-year option.
No.
Like, it really was talking about immediate things. Yep.
And like, but you have to look at the right now, which is...
Right, and we do. We did have some discussion on what do we want this to look like in the future, but we do have an immediate need. Mm-hmm. Like I said before, I think... You're working up a contract. I don't know that it's any more difficult to work up one that's a 10-year versus one that's a 1-year. And what we had discussed last week with them, having some funds set aside in a separate account and what happens with that, and that is going to be relatively complicated, I think, for them to initiate and set up.
We talked about that.
That they may be more motivated to meet extra and work with us and try and get a long-term contract done now so that we don't even need that. And maybe we have an agreement with them that if we need an extra month, then for that 1 month, we pay 89.9 cents for coverage for that month until we get the long-term contract in place. And consider something on a month-to-month basis with that so that we're not locked into that high rate for an entire 8 months or year.
I agree.
I think the upcoming meetings with the fire district, those conversations, those ideas or suggestions will be all thrown out there to get that short-term deal. And then the long-term contract's going to take a lot more decision-making, getting the legal people involved to make sure that we're able to do those things we can on both sides, be it the city and the fire district, in regards to either property or capital investments or policies, procedures.
And one thing I appreciate is you guys getting together. Well, you guys were together, and then I think you said Tom called.
Yep.
And that's where you guys started communicating once again on how to work it out as far as give and take in this contract, the 10-year contract, and sit down and figure out the rate. Okay, if we keep at that speed, I think, you know, I'm kind of with Mark, let's do 8 months. You know, if we don't get on it, and then I'd like to do the 8 months.
Yep.
But if we get on it, and even if we have to meet once a week, mm-hmm. get this done, you're talking 2 months is 60 days goes by like that. By the time you know it, it's gone.
And I agree.
We're back in the same boat again.
Exactly.
And that's enough already. Let's get her done.
Well,
if you think Tom was agreeing with you guys that he's willing to work with us on a rate, let's go for it.
I think
we can make that work.
I think with that we got a little work to do still. I think that March 10th meeting is going to be really important. But I also want to first explain too that this is like brand new. You all are hearing this. How did this happen? It all just came together like that. And when I saw that both Mayor Pro Tem Barnes and I were on the exact same page, which was the exact same page as Spencer, I said, okay, now we got enough here. Let's see if this is even a possibility. And we went from the no way, no how, no way to, you know what, there might be a pathway for this. And if we can get that path finished quickly, we're there. But we already have a proposal in front of us. We don't like that proposal. We did talk about putting money away from that proposal and the possibilities of that. So I think that could also get worked out pretty quickly. But we also have the opportunity to build a partnership that goes on. It went for a long time before this without many issues, and I think it can get back to that.
Well, I think my understanding is that if the city and the county work together, this 65 cents per thousand is doable for their budget. That we pay the equivalent of 65 cents per thousand out of our general fund, where they fund it by getting 65 cents on out of property tax from their citizens. It's kind of two different approaches to right. put it in the same pot. Now,
based on that the city said we are going to terminate the contract, the county, Adams County 5, said we cannot run this department,
right,
just the county voters paying in 65 cents a thousand.
Yep.
So they got a levy lift, and by gosh, that thing passed. Mm-hmm. So they're at 90 cents a thousand. You know, I'm using approximate numbers here. And so they say they can get by at 65 cents a thousand if we join, if the city and county go together, but now we're at 90 cents a thousand, and it's not fair not to charge the city folks that because we're charging the county folks that. So somewhere, somebody mentioned, somewhere in between there and is a flex. And at some point, we need to see if they're going to charge us this amount, what we can run it ourselves. I mean, if we can run it cheaper at the same value to our citizens and provide the same service, then we've got to seriously look at that.
Mm-hmm.
I agree, we should be together. It would be a lot more efficient, and just a lot of things go a lot better if we ran this as, frankly, either as we're running it on a contract or annexation. I don't have a problem with this representative stuff with the annexation. We can figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
And there's several things we do that way, and I would bring up, as annexation, we would turn it over to the county. And we do that with, for example, the library district. We've turned that over to Mid-Columbia Library. Everybody in the district, it's not just the city, pays money. You see it on your property tax things, 65 cents a thousand or whatever goes to the library. That might be a high number. And we wash our hands of it. Library's not on our budget. We don't do any hiring or firing. And it's a very efficient system in my mind. And that's what annexation gives you.
Well, as I said, I think there's a lot to be discussed. We did talk, pencil out some numbers and how things were impacted. And I'm not going to go into that conversation about what is going to be and what isn't going to be in a public forum. I will say that the proposal that we got was based on us leaving and us potentially staying changes the algebra significantly. And besides us staying, you also got to remember, you know, there's some capital investment that's part of that and some other things that gets some of that consideration. There's lots of things to be worked out in that, and contracts probably shouldn't be negotiated in public forums. So
I will say, you're a good negotiator, but here's my line in the sand. I will not pay 90 cents a thousand and buy my own fire trucks. I will not do that.
I will just safely say, I think that none of us would agree to that. And I made that point very clear that proposal was an end to our relationship.
I think everyone up here is on the same page, and we want to be good stewards with the citizens' tax dollars. Mm-hmm. And for me, my decisions are based on what's a good use of the sparse tax dollars that the citizens give us. And we need to spread that dollar as far as we possibly can. And the conversations that I've had and heard and been a part of, all the entities are coming back to that same space of how do we all get by, but we got to do what's right by the citizens and their tax dollars. And that's a change.
And I do need to add one key point. I was able to talk to the mayor before he left to represent us at Washington, D.C., and I did outline that he knew I was going to be attending this meeting, and I asked for permission to present a long-term deal as a discussion point. So the mayor was very aware about this. And so this isn't going to be a surprise by any means with him leaving town. I was given permission to do that. And I acted on that the way he told me I could act.
All right. Any other future discussions regarding this fire service deal?
We have that meeting on March 10th.
Spencer, can we see if there's an appetite from them to even have a meeting later this week?
I'll reach out to Chief Salisbury if you want to ask that question. Yeah. Or ask it again.
Yeah. I mean, March 10 is a whole 2 weeks.
Yeah. Like, it's really far.
A ways.
That'd be great if we could do that.
Yeah.
I like it.
So next step is going to be that? I guess my question is, I brought this up in new business to make sure you all were comfortable with this, at least being discussed, because right now we have one option, and that's the option you saw Thursday. This might be a pathway to a different one.
I think sounds.
But
sounds
there's like no decision to be made on.
Yeah, lots of stuff to be decided.
Mm-hmm. But being made aware of another meeting with them, that we probably have a representative there to further the discussion along to narrow down some of the issues.
What the better route is for the best for the citizens.
Yep, and bringing the best option to the mayor so that he can present it to us.
So to that end, on that meeting, either March 10th or earlier, hopefully, if when we have that meeting, I would like, Councilman Doro is not on the fire committee, I would like him at that meeting, if that's possible, that means that other committee members would, we can only have three there.
If I could make a recommendation in this regard, based on what happened Friday, I think the best thing, what we need to do at this meeting is to bring the temperature down, because there is a lot of frustration and animosity right now. And I was able to address my wife being on council during these decisions and how I was very separate from that. The other two people who don't have a potential relationship from the past that are new to the council are Councilman Camp and Councilman Carmona. And the three of us have very differing opinions on how to approach things. And I think the three of us, without having that history to talk to the fire department, would help move along discussions. So that would be my recommendation or nominations for working on this, is that we use the new to kind of present a new approach.
So is that, Spencer, is that date set in concrete already as far as...
March 10 is, I think, because that's their regular meeting, right?
They were going to put us on the agenda for March 10th, but I'll reach out to them again tomorrow and see if earlier is possible.
Okay, if we can do it earlier, I can be there, but March 10th is my anniversary. That's my anniversary week, so I'm gone. So, but I'd love to be there, but I will not if it's the 10th.
I'm the alternate on the committee, and there's been somebody missing since I joined council, and I have been able to be at all of the committee meetings, so I'm happy to join if it's... I am not in town Monday and Tuesday of next week, but I'm otherwise available whatever day.
So this might just work out with your schedule and your schedule that you could stand in.
So who's going to be there? It's going to be you, Daryl and Mark, were you already
and
wanted to...
I think my business schedule more likely than not conflict with that meeting.
Representative Garza, or Councilman Garza, I think that having Alma and Councilwoman Carmona and Councilwoman Camp, who don't have any history at all, is going to bring the temperature down to those discussions. I think unfortunately right now there's a lot of anger and frustration with the past. And like I said, I got to feel a little bit of that, and it wasn't even me. Finally, they kind of understood that maybe I don't know all that stuff.
So if we do that, are we gonna have different people sitting there too?
On the 10th.
From the fire department, you're gonna have somebody
their
else?
Their fire out? Board, their typical fire board's gonna be there.
So why wouldn't you have the same fire board as now?
as far as...
So I'm on that, Daryl's on that, she's on that.
I'm on that.
And Angel's on that.
But on the 10th, Daryl's already
tied. So why aren't we going, it's going to be the same people over there?
So my concern with bringing in all new is sort of you're taking two steps back. And no offense to any members here, I think we're all getting in lockstep in the message and the idea, and we have some of that experience to back that idea. Let's, in my opinion, let's move forward with the bodies that we have and negotiate.
I have a question. So when they were here, Tanya kept the minutes for the meeting because they officially had a meeting as well. Could that not work in reverse?
What do you mean?
If we attended their meeting, couldn't they record it and then share it with the city? I'm just asking. Like, I know we were able to do it that way, but could they do it this way if more of us attended?
They can only have, because of space, they're limited.
Do you see what I'm... Do you,
so and they made that point real clear to us.
So...
Sorry.
There's other places they can have it. They can have it right here. They can... Their meeting doesn't have to be at the fire station.
And then that way we're all... Everyone can kind of cool things down. It's just an idea. I don't know if it's possible, but...
My only concern with that is it might be more effective to have a smaller group from the city side.
Okay.
Instead of 3 versus 7, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If we can have 3 and 3, it's just a smaller group. It might be easier.
But the people who are available on the 10th, Mark, I really like your question on that. Actually, to tell you the truth, I think we could be best served by the fire committee coming up with the recommendations for us to deliver. And that's really what we should be doing on the 10th anyway, is delivering the unified position of the council on the 10th. So if the fire committee develops that, and since there is some people who have conflicts that night, they kind of already asked for me to be there, so we could deliver that on your behalf. And that's what we deliver.
Well, I'm on the committee and I would like to be there.
You'd like to be there?
Yes.
Yeah, if you change that from the 10th, I'd like to be there as well. Now I'm gone.
Well, March 10th is their meeting. That's already
set. That's their meeting.
That meeting will happen regardless.
Yeah,
but if we can have another one before, then
we are already invited on the 10th.
Are we going to meet before that?
I know there was some discussion about maybe contract negotiations not being, all of the details maybe not being in a public meeting. But if we're having negotiations with the three of them, it's a public meeting for them, so it's a public meeting no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So does it actually matter if we have 3 or 4? If we can make an announcement that we have a potential quorum, right?
They don't
we're
have
not
space.
Making this. Well, I mean, we've had 4 of us there before. I mean, maybe not all 7 or 8 with Ken, but I'm just saying, could we not have 4 if we made an announcement that there was a potential quorum for the purposes of whatever? Because we're not going to make that decision there, right? We'll make that final decision will be here.
Correct. Yeah, we couldn't make that decision without a majority of the council, which is why it can't be done because we wouldn't have a quorum.
But I'm saying even if we had a quorum, could we not announce that there would be a quorum, but we're not making decisions at that? It is just for the purposes of whatever?
It would be a special meeting.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's possible to do.
He has a.
There's some.
The city has a training room.
Right next
door to their building. We could have it there if they would agree to that, so everybody could be there.
It's a public meeting. Anybody can
we
show up.
We could offer our space here too.
I can. I might show up.
You know, they had their meeting. I mean, we could offer our space too and have it set up how we had it before. And they could do all their other regular business and whatever too, but allow more voices to be here.
I think
these people might show up. It's a public meeting.
They might.
The bigger concerns is that if we meet as a majority, we hold a quorum, there's things that we have to do if we're all in the same space and hold a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be some resource issues if we have a quorum at their facility, we're not able to broadcast it to the public or take notes, and those things would have to be fleshed out.
I
I think my recommendation, based on what I experienced Friday, was I would much prefer to, for the meeting on the 10th, for the fire department to decide what they want to do with that, and that we do our best to comply with their desires. I think that's going to show a great degree of consideration on our part. And I think if we say, well, you should do this, you should do that, you should do this, I don't know if that puts us in the best place for moving forward in that relationship. That's just my two cents on that.
But like Mark says, it's a public meeting. Anybody can go to it.
Right, but we can't as council. Because if there's four of us, then we've got to be able to record.
If we all show up, then that's a
that we're all going to be there.
The concern they brought to us is their space, and that's why they wanted only three.
I have to come back to this one.
Make room for me, I know that. Not going to kick me out of a public meeting because they don't have space.
I would just like to go back to my point I made on Thursday that, while I understand there is only three of them, I still feel like majority of council should be involved. That's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. I think it makes the most sense. The biggest problem we had in the past was not enough council members knew what was going on. And whether that was on their part that they fell a little short because they weren't doing the research or asking the same right questions, I'm not going to say that. But when you're making a big decision like this, I think the more knowledge, the better. And this is a really big topic in the community right now. People want to know what's happening. So I feel like all of council should be involved in this for this go around. And that's just how I feel. So if we have to host it in another location, maybe we should offer that.
So on the 10th, are you saying we're gonna try to come up with a number to stay as we are?
Nope.
But why don't we do what we were gonna do before last week? Was that we're gonna get together to find out if we're doing annexation, stay as we are, or do our own.
But we're still on that path.
Okay, but why don't we start discussing? Because if you're not going to discuss a rate, what are you going to get out of that? What are you going to bring to us?
I think contract negotiations are...
That's not a contract negotiation. You just said you're not going to discuss numbers. So that's a waste of time, in my opinion. You know, I'm saying that's a waste of time. We should be negotiating. We should be figuring out what it's going to cost us to do, like what I just said, our annexation, stay as we are, which we'll discuss with them, or start our own. I mean, we're going back to the same boat. We're going over there, we're not gonna do anything. What are we gonna discuss? If you're not gonna come up with a number, that what are we gonna do then?
So, you're on the fire committee.
Yeah.
Do you have a budget in front of you of what it's gonna cost for us to run our fire department?
No, that's what we're gonna do. That's why
yes,
we have to get together.
Yes, we do.
That's the biggest problem we've had.
Angel?
We do though, Angel. We looked at it at our last committee meeting before that.
Yes, but it's not broken down to a T.
I saw a four-page budget.
Pretty broken down.
That was presented on Friday that I looked at. That has all our items broken down individually on each thing. Mm-hmm. And that's, I think, you know, communications have been the problem on a lot of these things, you know, and that's why we're having this discussion right now. It's how can we do this the most efficiently and the most effectively so that we are getting all the information we need to do the best that we can to represent people. And I agree. I think that there's still a little bit of absorption that the fire department needs to take on this. We gave them our budget. They have it. So they're looking at it right now and they're comparing it to what we can do ourselves. And they know what that is. And that is equivalent to their proposal. That's the reality of it. So that is where it can start, but where it could end for us and for the fire department's a lot better. But I don't think that's gonna be accomplished by March 10th, and I don't think it gets accomplished by saying, you're gonna pay this, we're gonna pay that. Because I think there's a lot of aspects of that agreement, for example,
Where does the grant fit into that consideration? Where does our equipment, where does future capital investments fit into that? So I think it is very complicated to set a number right on it. But what they need to do right now is to figure out how a long-term deal affects them. And that's what we were discussing with Chief Salisbury was, well, if you guys are, you know, gonna do something that we know you're gonna stick around for 10 years, that changes everything. And so I think for the most part, we're relatively solid in what we can and can't do. I think right now the Adams County 5 needs to get very solid with what they can and can't do. And I think that's gonna be a lot of our discussion on the 10th. And then from that, I think we can probably springboard into exactly what you're talking about. That's what I suspect.
I don't know, I think it's the wrong approach. That's just my opinion.
What's the right approach?
Well, when we left that meeting, we were gonna figure out, for example, if you're gonna use that approach, are we going to be based on valuation every year with the taxes?
So now with that being said, you're looking at, okay, if we're going to do a long-term contract, that would be an amendment in that long-term contract. Mm-hmm. We're not there yet.
No.
So you're asking questions exactly, regarding the long-term goal so vice the immediate.
You don't know where the numbers are going to go there. You don't know.
And that's
because it's based on the valuation.
But that's part of the right? conversation that has to happen for the long-term goal. So that's not the immediate crisis, which is getting a short-term deal, but you got to do both. We got to do both. We got to do the short-term deal, and we got to negotiate the long-term deal. They're both running down the same path. One's just going to finish first.
You're saying the short-term to 60 days?
Yeah, that's our immediate need. We got to have something in place for the community.
So that in that short-term deal, we need to get together to see how the other ones work.
Correct.
Okay.
So, and we need to see their budget to see what they need to run and what's happened. And a lot of that conversation hasn't happened in the past. And that's now what they're getting together to figure out what they can do. So they don't know what numbers that they can even do to run in the new world they might be facing. So, I mean, I don't wanna throw numbers out there because I don't know how they could be. They could be significantly better than what we're thinking. You know, where they might be significantly worse, in which case you're absolutely right. We may be in a better place to run our own. And we already have an agreement in place that's for you all to deal with the 88 months anyway. So all this other stuff is, can we get something better?
I'm saying within 60 days, we can't decide to run our own or annex. As far as running our own...
We're not going to. We got to have 8 months after that.
Nobody has given me anything. I've been on council for 2 months. I haven't ever seen a number that says what it costs us to run our own department. And I cannot base the decision what I do if I don't have those numbers.
Yes.
That's what I'm saying. And we need every number from every... How should I say it? Once again, from annexing, starting our own, which is I still think starting our own, which is not a concrete number. That's why I keep coming back to it, because our equipment's into that, factors into that, right? So there's a lot of stuff to kind of, you know, chew down to be able to make a decision, you know.
Well, we have made a five-year budget with that plan. I mean, it was in our last budget, correct?
I think what it sounds like, and I kind of agree, I'd like to see all of these plans with numbers so that I can put them next to each other and look at all of them.
I don't think we can get that for annexation.
Just on the valuation that we have right now, it's $325,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if we do 89.9. Okay, you times up by 5 years or 10 years, that's $3.5 million.
Correct.
What can we do? That's the kind of talk we need mm-hmm. on the table. You know what I mean? Spencer, give us what we spent in this, you know, in the last 10 years. What did it cost us to maintain that equipment? What did it cost us to maintain the building? Why are we going to give them 25 cents more? Because if we give them that, it's $350,000 more a year, which 3.5 million in the next 10 years.
We're not doing that for 10 years. I promise you that.
I'm just saying, we have to get down to the nitty gritty and figure out the numbers for everything.
Right.
I mean, it's not bad doing what you're doing right now. I just don't think you're going to accomplish anything because you're not going to go negotiate. What are you gonna do?
But
so I wonder if it would be valuable for us to just hold another special meeting like we did the other night. Where we do it here, we can discuss our budget if we were to have our own fire department. It's in our budget. We can go over that briefly. But then from the fire department, we can also get numbers. What does their budget look like if we're together with them? Because it'll be very different if we're together versus if we're
yep.
If they want to stay together, then that would be really valuable for us to see. If we're going down the road with the idea of eventually we want to be together, we want to stay together, what would that budget on their side look like? What would they need? We've gone from 400, 800 to 1.2 million just on the city side and the county, or with the amounts that we'd be asked to send the fire district or fire service. On the county side, they have, I can't remember the exact numbers up there.
It was 875,000.
For
their current
issues.
Yeah. And from there,
and they gave us a budget of 1.1 to 1.3 million is what they're functioning on right now, capital and operating.
So if we were to come to the table and see what is it that you need, if we're going to work together, what does that budget look like? Mm-hmm. One of the problems that they're having is they're trying to survive if we're separate.
Mm-hmm.
If we're not separating.
That changes everything.
It does change everything. If we can, so I don't know that the fire district they're looking for stability.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure what kind of assurances we can give them yet, because we need to look at this annexation and what would those costs.
That mean? But I think the negotiations would be different if they had some kind of assurance or some kind of sit down with us, and we could say
our
intent is to stay together.
I'd say if you're going to have that meeting and you're going to come out with their budget and you're going to have a guesstimate number, I'm all for it.
That's the goal.
Another special meeting with those numbers to look at.
That's a goal.
If you're not going to go negotiate, you're not going to bring a number, and then what are you there for?
But we need all the data to make those negotiations.
Yeah, they're going to give it to you.
Yep. They already kind of gave us a ballpark already. So let's get the real deal.
Right, but that ballpark was based on a separate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we won't be able to get numbers for annexation. Should we not?
Yeah.
Because that is too soon for that.
Well, annexation's like two years, 3 years.
Yeah. That's what I brought
it's
up.
It's not a fast
can't
thing anyway.
Done. Yeah.
If you have to do districts and change their fire board and all of
right.
that.
Yeah.
And then get
a big deal.
Public to vote on it.
Right. It's that's a long-term.
Yep.
Thing too.
I think their offer to us in the meantime would look very different if the offer was with that goal in mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, you touched on it right there. Is it for this 60-day one, you know, we're still negotiating that. They gave us an offer. We gave them a counter offer. And they're saying if you want to commit for 5 or 10 years, we can lower the rate to give you. And we're in no position to say we're going to be with you for 5 or 10 years. So that's where the rub is. We can't get this, per se, quantity discount by committing. So they want to charge us more up front for this 8 months.
Mm-hmm. You say
that we decide what we're going to do.
It's a possibility. Don't say you can't. It's a possibility.
So
get a long-term deal. It's possible.
There are a lot of.
I don't know. Nobody here is ready to commit to that.
So there are a lot of.
We shouldn't be ready to commit to it right now.
We haven't seen the numbers, what we can run it mm-hmm. ourselves for.
We shouldn't be ready.
I feel like we kind of all made these points on Thursday, and it just sounds like we need more information. I feel like we're just kind of going in a circle of the same concerns we had on Thursday. So I think we just need to move forward with another meeting with real numbers. And go forward from there, because we just went in a circle for like 40 minutes.
the fire committee has seen proposed, but I mean, because it's all proposed, we haven't done our own fire department before, but we've seen proposal that's fairly detailed with breaking everything down. I think the entire council should see that. I think it's optimistically low. Could we do our own fire department for the 1.2 million that they're asking for? I think we probably could.
Yeah.
Could we do it for a more reasonable number? I don't know that we could, and I think we're better served, and the people of Othello are better served with us working together. And the fire district is better served with a long-term deal so that they also have stability.
Yeah.
So one quick question. So county's paying 89.9, and you know how many times they said that.
Right.
You know, if we annex, you're going to have to pay 89.9. So if we go in together,
right,
and our, what's
great
gonna
question
happen there? What's going to happen?
All right, that is.
Right.
We're not going to vote on it, too.
Before I answer that question, I need to.
Yeah, we got to have numbers.
Yeah, because they kept saying you're going to pay the same amount as the county is, right? Now they're saying
term, yes.
For the short term deal.
Term, yes. Because on the short term,
they're trying to figure out. Now that they hear that we might stay, that number might come down, Angel, and we're just going to have that conversation.
I'm going to answer your question in just a second, but I can't do it until.
Go ahead.
Spencer, can I talk about what we talked about in that possibility? So as we got to the end of our meeting, we talked about what does the world look like? So that's really what we lived in. What does the world look like if that happens? And what the world would look like is a significantly lower rate for us and a significantly lower rate for the county. If we could make a world that is a 10-year agreement, you know, and with partnership, with a little bit more oversight than we've provided in the past, and a lot more cooperation on a few things, it would have impacts for the county and the city in regards to taxes, beneficial to all.
Yeah,
and it would also be considerate of the other things that we're bringing to the table. So that plays a role in that consideration. And so we talked a little bit about what that world would look like, how their lid lift could still be maintained within that, even though they may be charging significantly less. And it gives them the opportunity, if there's another pandemic, to address that if so needed. I mean, that's the reality. Expenses went up astronomically, as anybody in the business right now knows. Into today's world with a long-term deal, it would have dramatic impacts on all of us in that rate. And we talked about that, what that would look like if it was perfect. So then it all of a sudden becomes, well, why don't we just make it perfect?
What's the rate look like?
It's not something I'm going to talk in a public meeting, that's for sure, without their permission.
I will. If they say the county and city together, they can get by on 65 cents a thousand, I'll sign up for 10 years. But then we have to check if they little lift to 90 cents, if they can back that down to 65.
They can back it down. They can back it down.
Because the county people, I can't go out and golf with county people that
we
are paying 90 cents.
Now, it's closed.
It can
pay 65 cents a thousand. I'll get hit with golf balls.
What happens with the lid lift is so over time, thank you, Tim Iman, you drop 1% off of your lid every year. That's what happens. They don't have to charge up to that, but every year they're going to have to drop their lid 1%, which is from the 99 cents. So that's going to, that maximum potential will drop 1% every year. That's kind of where things go and are at. Might also be something we're going to have to look at as Othello someday. But that's the thing. You can charge under that. You're not forced to charge the highest amount. In fact, you're fiscally responsible not doing that. And
negotiate that and come back to me with a number.
And that's what
doing my best. This all started Friday.
I'm saying you cannot do that in 60 days is what I'm saying.
If I can, I want to tell you how big a prime rib I want.
I'll buy you a Brunsburger.
There you go.
Spencer, what about the grant?
More than a Brunsberger.
Okay, so
maybe a beer.
Can we move on?
About the grant.
Please, let's.
All right. So, next new business item.
Yes, I'm just full of all sorts of new business. We had a Parks and Rec meeting a couple of weeks ago, and an item came up on Parks and Rec that I was asked to bring up a new business for consideration. So, you guys are used to me. The state of Washington currently, there are 3 monuments named after women. 3. That's embarrassing. But we have an opportunity to address that and also provide additional tourism, because we could be one of the 4 monuments named after women in the state of Washington. And also, I think, recognize somebody who did a lot for us in getting the Iron Horse Playground Adventure Park going. And I think there's a great opportunity for us to increase, to recognize somebody who did an amazing job for us, and also to increase our tourism and to provide a great example to aspire to. And to that end, I think it would be worth considering adding Senator Nikki Torres to the name of the Iron Horse Playground Adventure Park. And I bring that forward just for consideration, what it would cost and implications. I brought that to the park board, and the park board encouraged me to bring that up within new business. We did discuss it. We did discuss some of the opportunities that would that could create, and I discussed some of the discussions I had, which made me think about doing this in the first place, where my CEO said, I would come to the Nikki Torres Iron Horse Playground Adventure Park from Seattle so my girls could play on it. That's how much it meant to him, and how much it may mean to other people as well. And
I would like
to
know
for our community.
How much tourism are the other 3 monuments named after women?
I have no
getting.
Idea.
It's a good question.
Is that qualified as a monument, a playground?
Yes. Monuments are buildings, playgrounds, roads.
I don't have an issue with it per se. I think actually she's a great senator and a good friend of mine. But she's also a one-term senator right now, and she was our senator for a year before we got redistricted back out. And we've had Representative Mary Dye, who has been our representative for a very long time as well. Now, maybe she wasn't part of this whole parks thing, and so naming the park after her is...
It's more because of the funding she was able to draw for us.
I'm just saying I'm curious about the choice and how much tourism that's going to bring when she's still in her first term as senator for our state.
Well, Spencer, that's something, can you find out her question regarding the
tourism dollars that are brought in by other female monuments in the state?
I know it's a unique question, but.
Best of luck.
And I made the suggestion because of the amount of work, effort that she put into this project. So it's not necessarily recognizing a random person. It's representing somebody who helped us accomplish an unbelievable lift. And again, because we're recognizing her, we might end up with the side benefit of extra tourism and also standing somebody up before our community to aspire to become, because she's got an amazing story. Mm-hmm. And it will be one when kids look at that and go, who is that? And when they look into that, Nikki's a lot like us.
Are you proposing it be paid for out of the tourism fund?
Couldn't come out of the tourism fund. I don't think that's an allowed expense, is it?
No,
I don't even know what it would cost to do it. That's, it's more, do we empower the city to explore this possibility?
I also have a little bit of an issue considering naming something after somebody who is so young and still young in their career.
So what?
Young. And young in their career. I mean, oftentimes you get monuments and things named after you when you are retired or you're not alive anymore. She's got a lot of living still to do.
Well, there's four lakes named after me and I haven't died.
Yeah, but you're old.
I think you're naming a whole lot of stuff after you that nobody
you're
else
right.
is recognizing.
I am old. I don't want the record to show that either.
So a couple questions, was cost involved?
Yeah.
I bring this up only for consideration if you all think it's not worthy for to do investigation. Remember, it would take time of our folks to investigate that. If you don't think that's a worthy effort, then we should state as such. But if you think that this is something we should look into as a possibility, that's why I was asked to bring it.
I personally think it's a little premature, but I am only one opinion.
So, motion on the table to explore.
Yeah. I'd be interested in just seeing what it looked like.
Naming Nikki Torres, Senator Nikki Torres.
To be the...
give her the, I guess, the naming rights. To the Iron Horse Complex?
Iron Horse, not Iron Works.
Dedication. It would be dedication. It wouldn't be a naming rights, it would be a dedication.
Dedication rights.
Just for the record, I will never vote on an item like this or any item that was not specifically on the agenda. I will never vote on anything that's brought up a new business that the public hasn't been aware of. So,
and that's what I just want to explore it.
Yeah. Well, I thought you said a motion. So,
a motion to explore.
To explore it.
That's a motion.
I
will twist my chair around.
Suggestion work better.
An exploring takes.
You can go with a consensus or a suggestion.
Consensus.
But if you guys vote on it, I'm going to turn my chair around and say
that's why we have to.
No, I think that you're right, though, Mark.
It doesn't need a motion because we're asking staff to give us information, so it doesn't need a motion.
Yeah.
Except for asking staff to do that work costs money.
It's to get it to a place that it consider a formal consideration. You're right, and that we should not do formal at this point. It's more of a consideration.
I'm an analyzer, so I need to ponder this.
I agree.
Well, I think we need a lot more information on it. If it's worth the consideration at all. Anyone?
Can you look up those numbers?
I'll see what I can
find out. And then we'll bring it back for the mayor to.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
I just wanted to go back to the fire discussion really quick. So are we hoping to have a special meeting here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Either at the end of this week or early next week, because I'll need to reach out to Chief Salisbury and see.
I think the end of this week would be ideal
if he can get together.
Sure. The momentum that we've already built.
Yeah. Yep.
And I would suggest, I don't know the template for this, but that there might be four or more council members at the next fire commissioner's meeting. And we had that training. I thought she said four more can be there as long as we don't talk business. But if we need to advise the public that it might happen, I would do it.
Yeah, that'd be safe too. Mm-hmm. So I'll reach out to Chief Salisbury tomorrow, see if we can do something Thursday evening. Is, I assume, the only time that all seven of us can get together.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's not day. Yeah. Okay. He just dropped off the meeting, which is a shame. I wish he was still there. I'll call him later.
Perfect.
Right. Any additional?
I hate to let Robin off the hook, but for the next meeting, could you have real short, one, the status on the wells? Because I see the one up by the swimming pool was not hooked up and everybody walked away. And two, I think me and the new council members, our sewer rates have doubled around here, and supposedly we have to build this big treatment plant down there, and now I see aerators. I would like to know get the status on that. Are we in line for this $25 million treatment plant people are talking about, or just real short on what the status on that is?
I can answer that now. So well three, I won't give you the status on all the wells, but well three, they pulled the well.
Yes.
And the bearings, they're looking at them. There was issues with the bearings. It when it draws the water up, the pre-lube, it's not long enough before the well draws the water. So those bearings get too hot before it actually starts pumping. So they're looking at the timing on how to do that, as well as fixing bearings. So they haven't walked away from it. They just pulled it all, took it to the shop to fix the bearings. So they will be back next week. So they haven't walked off the job. Sewer rates, I'm not part of that increase, but yes, we are working on a treatment plant. The general sewer plan and the treatment plant design and facility plan went to Department of Health. So they have it. They gave us back preliminary comments, and those comments are that this looks good in the direction that we're headed. So we do have to build a facility. What we have now, we will continue to have violations. They also want us out of Owl Creek, that we cannot discharge there. It has to do with temperature more than anything else. And because that existing water body has no temperature information, no matter what we put into that, it's going to affect the creek because it cannot make it hotter or colder. And so our water going in there will always disrupt that creek. So that's the issue.
Yeah, but I've never heard of a treatment plant that doesn't discharge something. Whether
correct.
It's potable water or whatever.
Correct. So our treatment plant is going to be Class A drinking water, and our goal is to discharge it into Potholes Canal. So, because that's the only place we can discharge it. But
wow.
Yep.
Is it $25 million? Is that ballpark? I mean, is this facility?
It is. Yeah.
Yikes.
Yep, that's a standard sewer facility.
So, I'm going to be here 4 more years. Is it going to be after that?
Well, it depends how long it takes us. Our next goal is our implementation plan. We have to decide how we're going to implement getting to a facility. So it's a lot of discussions, a lot of coordinating with Department of Health. But currently we are under an administrative order, so there are steps we have to take.
Are these aerators one of those steps?
Aerators are a temporary fix that keeps us from having more issues. We still have BOD and some pH issues, which having aerators helps so that we're not discharging and getting fines.
No, I'm sorry I asked.
So you're mitigating the violations to the best of your ability, while also working on
correct
permitting plans to generate a new sewer treatment processing system.
Yes.
A lot of work ahead of you next 5, 10, 20 years.
Yes.
Good job. Any other new business? That will close the meeting at 7:24.